Sindhubhya eva cha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 36. This is the classes before Janamastami. So, Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Uktasi Daris Tusmin Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Bhabuva Prakrita Shishuhu Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Ukta Siddharis Tusnim Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Babhuva Prakrita Shishuhu Devotees? Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Bhavuva Prakrita Shishuhu Shishuka Vacha Ikasvasi Daristusmi Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Bhavuva Prakrita Shishuhu Shishuka Vacha Iti Yukta Sushitusmi Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Bhavuva Prakrita Shishuhu Matajis Shishuka Vacha Iti Uktavasi Daristusmi Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Bhavuva Prakrita Shishuhu Shri Shuka Vacha Iti Uktavasi Daristusmi Bhagavam Atma Mayaya Mitro Sampasha Tosajo Babuva Prakrita Shishuhu Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti Uktva, after instructing in this way, Ashit remained Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tushnin, silent, Bhagavam, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atmamayaya, by acting of his own spiritual energy, Pitro Sampashato, while his father and mother were factually seeing him, Sadhyaha, immediately, Babuva, he became Prakrita, like an ordinary human being, Shishuhu, a child. So translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, you want to repeat? Okay. Shukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, remained silent in their presence by his internal energy. He then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Shukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, remained silent in their presence by his internal energy. He then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, whatever is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is done by his spiritual energy. Nothing is forced upon him by his material energy. This is the difference between the Lord and the ordinary living being. The Vedas say, Parasha Shakti Vivideva Shriyate Swabhavaki Jana Bhala Kriyacha. It is natural for the Lord to be untinged by material qualities. And because everything is perfectly present in his spiritual energy, as soon as he desires something, it is immediately done. The Lord is not a Prakrita Shishu, a child of this world. But by his personal energy, he appears like one. Ordinary people may have difficulty accepting the Supreme Controller, God, as a human being, because they forget that he can do everything by spiritual energy, Atma Mayaya. Non-believers say, how can the Supreme Controller descend as an ordinary being? This sort of thinking is materialistic. Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as inconceivable, beyond the conception of our words and mind, we cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Those who doubt that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can come as a human being and turn himself into a human child are fools and think that Krishna's body is material. and he is born, and that he therefore also dies. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, verse 28-29, there is a description of Krishna's leaving his body. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, when all the members of the Yadu dynasty met their end, Krishna also put an end to himself. And the only member of the family who remained alive was Uddhava. How was this possible? Shukadeva Goswami answered that Krishna, by his own energy, destroyed the entire family. And then, through the making of his own, and then, thought of making his own body disappear. In this connection, Shukadeva Goswami described how the Lord gave up his body. But this was not the destruction of Krishna's body. Rather, it was the disappearance of the Supreme Lord by his personal energy. Actually, the Lord does not give up his body, which is eternal, but as he can change his body from the form of Vishnu to that of an ordinary human child, he can change his body into any form he likes. This does not mean that he gives up his body. By spiritual energy, the Lord can appear in the body made of wood or stone. He can change his body into anything because everything is his energy. Parashaya Shakti Vivideva Shriyate, as clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita 7.4, Bina Prakriti Astadha, the material elements are separated energies of the Supreme Lord. If he transform himself into an Achamurti, the worshipful deity which we see as stone or wood, he is still Krishna. Therefore, the Shastra warns, Ache Vishnu Shiladhi Gurushu Naramati, one who thinks that the worshipable deity in the temple is made of wood or stone, one who sees a Vaishnava Guru as an ordinary human being, or one who materially conceives of a Vaishnava as belonging to a particular caste, is Naraki, a resident of hell. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear before us in many forms as he likes, but we must know the true facts. Janna Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Vetti Tattvaha, Bhagavad Gita 4.9. By following the instruction of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, the saintly persons, the spiritual master and the authoritative scriptures, one can understand Krishna and then makes his life successful by returning home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, remains silent in their presence by his internal energy. He then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. So, thank you very much for one more opportunity to share my very humble realizations with all this exalted assembly of Vaishnavas. I know so many of you are senior to me in this life and in previous lives. So I offer my respectful obeisances to all of you. And I hope that the few words which I might say might be beneficial for all of us. So here, this week, we are trying to invoke that consciousness of Krishna, because we are preparing ourselves for the day which we celebrate his birth, his appearance in this realm. And this chapter, which was chosen and given to me, is portraying how Vasudeva and Devaki are praying to the Lord after he appeared. And if we analyze the first prayers of Vasudeva, he's glorifying the Lord. He's saying how he's the original controller and the original person who manifests all this. So please favor them by giving protection from the wicked Kamsa, which is trying to kill all their children and themselves. So Vasudeva is praying and he's highlighting all the aspects which are connected to Krishna. He talks about the primary creation, how Krishna launches in this universe us with time and the false ego, and we are identified with this material world, and therefore we forget who we are and we start acting according to the material modes of nature. And by reaching this condition, we're just wandering in the cycle of samsara without any perspective of when we will recover our original identity as a member of that close, intimate circles of servants of God. But rather, we are here just wandering through this immense manifestation, thinking that we can take great benefit from this world for the profit of our enjoyment. So he's praying as a person who is in that situation, highly oppressed by Kamsa. He's highly emotionally challenged because all of the children are being killed. He's challenged because his wife is in a very desperate situation. And he has to be the person who is protecting. So he offers these prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in one point, in verse, I think 29, 34, Devaki says, but you are manifesting this form with four arms, but please go back to your form, because I'm afraid that all these evil soldiers and Kamsa will come and do harm to you. So you're the Supreme Lord, so please protect yourself, giving this two-armed form. And a very interesting discussion appears, because Prabhupada in this purport, in the word by word, when he talks of Bhagavan, he mentions Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the translation, he says the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So in a previous verse, Prabhupada is saying, Krishna and Vishnu, they're the same. They're both Vishnu Tattva. But Krishna is the full manifestation of God's opulence. That's what Krishna means. So, when Krishna starts instructing Vasudev, and this is the point which I like to take, the instruction in this class. So we've located the prayers of Vasudev, and then Krishna starts answering the prayers and telling Vasudev what has happened, and reminding him what has happened, and how he has made so many austerities and penances to actually have a child like Krishna. And Prabhupada says, to actually have Krishna among us in this material world needs a lot of penance. Just see how Vasudev and Devaki did 12,000 years of celestial penances to have Krishna as their son. But Prabhupada says in the same point, but to achieve that association of Krishna in the spiritual world, that's very easy. All you have to do is to understand him and to love him. So he gave a very nice clue, which I'd like to come back later on in a few minutes. So Prabhupada is saying that Vishnu and Krishna are the same person, because they're Vishnu Tattva. And here in his purport, he's putting a doubt also that materialistic people may say, well, how is it possible for Krishna to appear in the womb of someone? If he's transcendental, how is that possible? And Jiva Goswami answers that, saying that Krishna is everywhere. So why is he not everywhere? in the womb of Devaki. So Krishna can manifest from anywhere. And that's the key instruction which we can take. Krishna, being everywhere, he can manifest from anywhere, anytime, because he is that person. All the potencies of Krishna are there in every atom. So we tend to think that this material world is something and Krishna's abode is a different place. But they're the same energy. It's Krishna's energy, but here it has a quality. And there, or here, in another dimension, it has another quality, which is transcendental and has nothing to do with the material energies. Because Krishna has nothing to do with the material energy, simply one of his energies, to do a specific purpose. So here, it's very clear that Krishna has many degrees of perfection. And yesterday's class, Atul Krishna Prabhu, His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu, was highlighting with such a command the levels of prem and the different rasas which can emanate from each level of prem. Whenever prem is reached, perfection is reached. That's why Prabhupada is saying that Vishnu and Krishna are basically the same. But there is a difference in taste, in rasa. And that rasa is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out. And he's to achieve that, our six Goswamis, which are our guidelines, they represent very intimate manjaris in the spiritual world. And these manjaris are bringing a certain mood of intimacy to the Lord. And if we take the association of this mood, we can reach that consciousness. But any level of perfection which is achieved, as soon as prem is reached, that's perfection. And Prabhupada, in many of his purpose, he'll refer to Vaikuntha as the place of perfection. But there is more perfect and most perfect when he refers to the mood of the gopis. And Prabhupada refers to this in many occasions into that. So, this verse, Krishna is addressing many things. When he manifests his four-armed form to Vasudeva and Devaki, he's responding to their prayer, because they've been worshipping the Lord to have him as a son. So they're thinking of God as God, so he appeared as God. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is proposing that we look at God as a person which is much more intimate. But what is the way to reach that? And that's the theme of today's class, is instruction. And Prabhupada closes his purport by saying that by following instructions of sadhu, guru, and shastra, the saintly person, the spiritual master, and the authoritative scriptures, one can understand Krishna and then make his life successful by returning home. So this is the clue. This is the clue. By following the Guru in his mood, we'll reach that manifestation of rasa. Because Krishna is the embodiment of rasa. And each of the six Goswamis is an embodiment of a particular aspect of that. Rupa is the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Rati is the affection to Srimati Radharani. But they're the same Acharya who is saying we should strictly follow our sadhana bhakti. And that's what the Guru is instructing us. By actually practicing very seriously our bhajan, a sadhana bhakti. And in Subhag Maharaj classes, His Holiness Subhag Maharaj class, he was pointing out that sadhana means you're trying. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't, but you're trying. So by sadhana bhakti, we'll reach the higher realms. As soon as the anatta nivritti is gone, we start to get a higher taste. In the stage of ruchi and ashakti, we start getting a higher taste. And by that higher taste, everything will be revealed through the process given by Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the chanting of the holy names. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says, your life will be perfect. Because the chanting will bring the qualities, the form, and the pastimes of the Lord. Guna Rupa Lila will follow Nam. So simply by doing that, we remember Krishna at the end of our life, of this manifestation, of this bodily manifestation. And in that particular moment, we'll be able to go back to Godhead by remembering Krishna. So the point being established here is that relationship is the basic important element. And the level of relationship is defined by your identity, who you are, what do you expect from God, because He is everything. He can manifest from any place, any time, in any circumstance. But it's what we want from Him that He will manifest. He can manifest anything. If we keep continue asking Him to be here in the material world, He can give that. He can give so much. If you ask Him to worship in a reverential mood, or like Devaki and Vasudev, ask Him to have Him as a son, He will allow that. As Prishtigarbha, and then as Vamana, and finally as Krishna Himself. But Yashoda Mataji, she wants Krishna as her baby, as her loving child who is playing in her yard. She doesn't want to lose a minute of sight of Him. And she's in great affliction when He goes to the forest. Is He in that danger forest? There are demons. Is He alright? Do you feel comfortable when your child of 6, 7 is running around in Gornaga alone with no parents around, or going to Jalangi to bathe and have a nice time, or go to Rajmandi by himself? Are you mothers, do you feel okay? Do you feel comfortable? So Yashoda is in great anxiety because her baby is not Krishna, Vishnu, it's her baby. Is there, and there are demons, there are wild creatures, and Kaliya, and all these demons are there, and He needs protection. Plus, all the thorns, and she knows how Krishna's feet looks like, because every day she massages His feet, she cooks for Him. There are 72 steps from her kitchen, her living room, to where Krishna takes rest. And that's why Ayurveda prescribes that you should take 72 steps after you take prasadam before you lie down or do anything. Because that's what Krishna does. So scripture simply showing what Krishna does. And the energy of Krishna only do what Krishna wants it to do. Because that's Krishna's energy. It was made by Him, so it follows Him. It's not that God is in one place and has a certain quality, and I'm here in this place with another quality, therefore I must do something to reach that place. He's here, in our heart, in every atom, in everything we do. So what we want is what Krishna will reveal. If Prahlad is asking for Him to come from a pillar, He will do that, because He is in the pillar. He's everywhere. But He's mostly sweet in His holy names. And in this yuga, if we chant the holy names with attention, really listening to it, anything which we desire will come. And that's the danger. Because we may be chanting and contemplating so many things. You know, when you go to a difficult class, let's say you want to learn Bengali or Russian, you know, and as soon as you learn from the teacher, can I go to drink some water, you know, as soon as you learn that, you say, can I go now? So the mind is like that. As soon as it sits on Harinam, the mind is saying, can I go now? It's enough, let me go. But we have to put our mind there and say, just listen to it. You relish something wonderful. And before you know, you'll be relishing the most transcendental nectarian pastimes of Krishna, because the name has that potency. But my unfortunate reality is that I don't have a taste for that. But as His Holiness Subhag Maharaj encouraged me, sadhana means trying, so I'm trying. And then, all of this manifestation of the sweetness of Krishna is available now. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu has come and established the market of the holy name very near to you, to us, it's just here around the corner. And that market is growing. And in a very nice class, given by a great devotee, which I admire so much, he says, we are in shortage of salesmen. There's so much to be done. But we're in shortage of salesmen. The product is the best product you can get, the best quality. Let's say everybody now is looking for a good washing machine, a good computer. So you say, I have the best one. You don't need to compete with Krishnagar, with Kolkata. Take it from me for the cheapest price. Everybody will come, right? So we have the best product. It's giving the sweetest thing, the association of Goloka Vrindavan. There's nothing more dear to Krishna, therefore more expensive, because his energy is his money. So there's nothing more expensive to Krishna than that realm. And he's offering freely to everyone anytime, in any circumstance. And the salesmen are there. Now, when we go out in the mood of our Acharya Srila Prabhupada and preach, what happens? When you come back to the Dham, the Lord is so excited to meet you because you've been out giving what is most dear to Him, the holy names. And then everything you desire just pops into your mind. I remember in a Sankirtan book distribution seminar by Navinda Nira that he was mentioning that he just thought, oh, I need a new e-book reader. And then here comes his Sankirtan leader says, oh, I just thought this would be nice for you. He said, oops, I must stop. I must be careful what I desire, because Krishna just start manifesting. So many times our anxiety is, will I get what I need? Will Krishna understand what I need? Will he be sensitive enough to give me the exact thing I need? Will I be happy? But Krishna, he's the supreme person. Therefore, there's no rasa, there's no desire that he cannot understand. So simply by following honestly and sincerely the spiritual master, everything is guaranteed. I remember in 95, His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu, he was touring us as always around Govardhan. And he mentioned, this is your heritage, Govardhan is your heritage. Your father, Srila Prabhupada, has given this to you, it belongs to you. Now, what is it you need to get the heritage from your father? What do you need to do? To stay with him. If you leave his association, he might change his mind, make a trust, giving donation to some good cause, because the son has left him. Now, but if you stay with him, the natural thing is for him to give it to you. So he's saying, so at the end, you get what's the most dear to your father. What is his mission? So, Srila Prabhupada, in his classes, and I was researching a few classes he gave on Janmasthami Day, he was preaching this 4.9 verse. Simply by remember the activities and pastimes of the Lord, you will go back to Godhead. And that's perfection of life. So that's his heritage. And if you take that to heart and share, then what do you get? What he has, the spiritual world. So it's a question of relationship. The point is relationship. The spiritual world, there's no gradation. Like, first grade is better than reception, and second grade is better than first grade, and so on. It's a question of level, of perfection. Once you're in school, the arts you learn in school, they're great. You can use it in life. They enlighten you. You know, once someone said to me, Tanya Sika is something very simple, but you either know or you don't know. So it's simple, but you know or you don't know. So we must know what life is about. We must know how to transform this place into the spiritual world. Can you imagine on this Janmasthami, if every one of us was carrying a basket full of goods from your garden, fruits, flowers, vegetables, to offer to the deities? We just have this, oh, hundreds of families bringing hundreds of baskets. And say, oh my Lord, we brought because we love you and we want to celebrate so opulently. We wouldn't need to hire anyone. So many hands, so many arms, so many land. We could just make such a wonderful festival. Wouldn't that be great? Now what's missing? We can start doing that today. In your small little pot in your veranda, you grow flower rows, and then from that flower rows you do a row in your front garden, and then you do a plot in the self-sufficiency subcommittee, and then you say, oh, let's do grains around here. Why not have our own land and do our grains, and then Mayapur will be self-sufficient. Probably so pleased. In his letter he says, I'm buying land in Mayapur to grow your own food, have your cloth, and have your own milk. If you go to the Sikh Shamrit, his letters, every letter, it's one after the other. You don't need to be very determined to find it. It just pops into your eyes. You know, it just goes to your eyes. That needs a lifestyle. And that's what education is about. A lifestyle which we can live in Vrindavan peacefully. We know how to worship the Lord, how to say the right mantras. We know how to grow food for Him, how to cook for Him, how to build. You know, Vastu, so everything is in place. Your bathroom is not in the Brahmasthan, so you get ill, your opulence goes away. We know how to do things. All of this is there for us. We shouldn't think this is, oh, this is the Anga of the Vedas, has no place. Pure Bhakti is the only place. That's true. But that's for a person who can live in Govardhan Hill, on sun or rain, only chanting. He doesn't care for food. He doesn't care for a house. He's there chanting the holy names day and night. If you give him something, jai. If you don't give him, jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And not for a year, but for his whole life. If we're not on that level, we can be, but we can practice. And take Subhag Maharaj, His Holiness Subhag Maharaj's instruction. We're trying. 40 years have passed, 45 years have passed, but we can still try and we can meditate. Wouldn't it be great in next Janmashtami if we brought baskets of vegetables and fruits to offer to Madhava and Radha and all the gopis to do so many things for Krishna? Wouldn't it be great? So what does it need? It needs education. It needs training. It needs inspiration. It needs to be in our sambandha, in our identity. So someone who comes from Calcutta does need to look very, very, very a lot. What is there really? Think about agriculture. So where is it really? He can just see it. It will pop up in his eyes. And he'll be so inspired. He'll be so inspired to see people who could be businessmen in Wall Street are here chanting the holy names. And they're thinking, I should go to Wall Street. I'll be happy there. And the Wall Street people are here chanting the holy name. So Prabhupada is so clever. He's giving us a shortcut and giving all the Indian population a great inspiration to be fully Krishna conscious. So that they remember that Janmashtami is their festival and they should celebrate all over India. Just they do like Holi and Diwali, they can also now revive Janmashtami and have that great position for Krishna as their Lord. As it is in Govardhan. Everybody in Govardhan talks about Govardhan. They play these girl games of, you know, I don't know how you call that when you skip houses and you go on one leg, you're hopping. What is it called? Anybody? Sorry? Bob? Hop? Hopscotch. Okay, they're playing that with the Giridhari Shila, and they put the Giridhari Shila there, and then they go two more. So, Krishna's everything. When they're making their deity for the Govardhan Puja, they make with gobur, with cow dung. So this great Govardhan, because they split the syllable differently, it's Gobardhan. It's the opulence of Gobar. So Krishna has this form of Gobar. If you see, you see this little Govardhan, and they're all made in cow dung. And it's so beautiful, so decorated, it's so opulent. All of a sudden they put these mandalas of roses and all these rangolis, and it becomes something so amazing. From nowhere, opulence just comes up. And because of that, I like to read a verse. His Grace Prana Prabhu taught me we should always end on a sweet note. So I like to read for you from Sri Brava Vilastava from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. He wrote a little book, which is amazing, which tells about the inhabitants of Raj. And first I like to mention a very nice verse, which I really like. Krishna's grandfather, Bhajanya, he's looking at the monsoon clouds. The monsoon clouds which are glorified by sages. These clouds remind me of Krishna. I'm in such a great ecstasy when I see these clouds because I remember of Krishna. So Bhajanya is looking at these very clouds and saying, he's constantly blaspheming these monsoon clouds. He's saying, you try to imitate my grandson's color, but you don't do very well. You know? Your colors are no good. You should see Krishna's good because he's my grandson. So he's so affectionate to Krishna because he's his grandson. Right? And he's always relishing topics with his beloved grandson, Sri Krishna. So the affection is the great point. And Nanda Maharaj, He's describing Nanda Maharaj. Not very big, the book is small, I can't get very lost. It says, I worship Sri Krishna, Sri Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, who daily pleases the Brahmins by respectfully offering them various kinds of sweets, cooked foods and drinks, as well as by offering them transcendental cows decorated with jewels and other ornaments, and he who regularly inquires from them with affection about the well-being of their own son. So this is the mood of Nanda Maharaj. He's asking for the well-being of all the Brahmins and his son. This is the mood of Braj. And just before that, Nandishvara Hill, where Nanda Maharaj lives, which is the crest, which is near to the crest hill among pasturing grounds, in Nandishvara, Kamala, the goddess of fortune, is always present like a maid servant. And the eight mystical perfections are always seen in their personal form. They have specifically appeared for the benefit of the cows. Nandishvara is the most blissful place of residence for the inhabitants of Raj. Here, Sri Krishna enjoys pastimes with great ecstasies while being affectionately served by his father and mother. So simply by protecting the cows, the goddess of fortune is there. Srila Prabhupada was opening our eyes since time immemorial. Since the beginning of our institution, that if you protect the cows, Lakshmi Devi comes. And the eight mystical powers personally are there just for the benefit of the cows. Because this is the mood of Nandishvara, Nandagram, Nandishvara Hill. So I'd like to end here. And also taking inspiration from His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu, says you have to finish at 8:45. So I think we escaped from the question. So I'd like to end Srimad Bhagavatam Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
অবিদ্যা তিমির, তিমির মানে একটা অন্ধকার। এই দেহ সংক্রান্ত যা কিছু সেটা আমাদেরকে কি করে না অজ্ঞানতা প্রদান করে। অবিদ্যা তিমির তপন রূপে হৃদ গগনে বিরাজ, কিন্তু সেই অন্ধকার দূরী